This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, and with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through. Toss the French press and say yes to better mornings, fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that looks at the world and fantasy drafts the entire thing. Anything and everything, from cocktails to music festival lineups to songs to get a dance floor going at a wedding. Today, we're going to be fantasy drafting bit parts in movies we think we'd be really good at. Because we've all been stuck inside watching literally everything there is to offer on streaming services, and it's got us thinking about it. Today, I'm joined by comedians David Borey and Sean Jordan. Let's get to it. Welcome to All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that just seconds ago was reminiscing about songs from like grade school that were funny and are still funny now.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, diarrhea was the main one.
When you want a podcast and it's coming out your ass.
Diarrhea.
When you're sitting in the basement and the paint feels kind of wet. Diarrhea.
Well, okay.
That didn't rhyme, but like...
Basement, paint wet?
Maybe it doesn't have to rhyme. Maybe that's...
Basement, paint wet? It's like a B rhyme. It's like RZA.
Oh, so you're just like, wait, you're like fucking light years ahead of us is what happens, right?
Let me know when you catch up.
Did you just Big Sean the diarrhea song?
Send me a fax when you guys catch up, because faxes are going to be cool again by the time you guys catch up to me.
Pooping in my pants. That's an ass quake.
I didn't know that Ariana Grande and Big Sean were an item until she came out with that song.
How did you not know? It was everywhere.
I had no idea, man.
What were you doing that summer?
What summer was it? I'll tell you exactly what I was doing.
It was the Big Sean Ariana Grande summer. I have a blind spot for whatever Big Sean's up to, because to me, you're Big Sean.
That's true.
I appreciate it. That's very nice of you to say.
Every time I hear about Sean's. It, I'm like, Sean did what? He's sitting right next to me. How could he be headlining Glastonbury right now?
You ever had like a manager or something call you Big? Like, I've had people call me Big Sean, not since Big Sean was relevant. But, I mean, back at HSBC, people would, Big Sean, there he is, stuff like that.
Really?
Are you seriously asking me if anybody's ever called me Big Dave? Like, yo, we've hung out, right?
What up, Big David, Big E in the house.
Big Dave, wave, dude.
Seems like
I get big everything all the time. People at work call me big guy. Like, that's just a cool thing to call somebody.
People love calling people big guy.
They love it. They
sometimes
love
I love
big
it, though.
Guys.
Sometimes I love it. Like, if I'm, like, at Foot Locker and they're like, you next, big man?
Yeah. Well, big man's different than big guy. Big man is like, what up, big man? Big guy
Big man at Foot Locker is because they're like, dressed like a ref. And then you feel like
yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that changes that dynamic.
They look down. They see I got these 12 and a halves.
Yeah. We went into, Shane and I went into Zoomies one time. Don't ask why. Sometimes we did that. And this guy came up to me, and I think Shane will get it, but this guy's like, what's up, Stretch? Something like that to me. And I was like, what up, dude? Kind of like, yep. Hey, how you doing? And he's like, yeah, man, I'll get you in the post, shine some glass or something like that. And I was like, what?
I was there. I feel like I was there when that happened.
It could have been.
It might have been this big guy.
It might have been the Conan day, because I bet we stepped into Zoomies on that day.
Yeah, dude, somebody was laying it on real thick. He had the whole jar of marmalade out, dude.
That's pretty great, though. That's pretty great that he just thought you could play basketball.
Yeah, man. He didn't know that I cried for weeks after that, because I can't. And, it's a soft spot, so then I just watch a bunch of videos of the professor breaking ankles, and then I'm good again.
That's what you watch?
Grayson, dude.
I did the other day. I watched it for like a half hour.
The Pride of Oregon. Didn't he go to prison or something to shake people?
A lot of people did, dude. A lot
of people. Oh, yeah, I bet he did go to prison to shake people. What a cool thing to do.
I think he also went to China. He's been shaking all over the world.
Shaking all over the world. Speaking of Shane and nicknames that you don't have consent to give people, that dude is... He called me Bubba so much. And I asked him, I was like, please don't call me Bubba. And like for a while, he stopped calling me Bubba. And then he just fucking started calling me Bubba again. And now he exclusively calls me Bubba. You can't just start calling a fat guy Bubba, especially when you're also fat.
I thought it was a lateral. You can call a lateral Bubba. You can
Maybe
pull
it
a, lateral
a lateral
Bubba.
Ian does not like it.
Bubba.
I've been there.
I did not like Bubba.
I've been there when the group text will come through like, sup, Bubba, but I'll be on the thread for some reason. I know you're talking to Ian, the guy who runs the crib, so yeah, ask him if you can come over. And I'll just see him look at me with that face, like, that salty, like, that roast beef looks rotten face.
Wait, is Bubba one that they only call fat guys? I didn't
Bubba
even know.
Bubba feels fat to me. I don't know if it is. Like,
I think birth, that
I
might
know.
Be inside,
Marissa, anyone
though,
ever
buddy.
Call you Bubba before?
Oh, God, no.
If Marissa walked into Foot Locker and they're like, what's up, big man?
I'd so take you low in the post.
It would throw my energy off so much. I'd be like, I can't shop here anymore.
Hey, Bubba. Like, if you go into a barbecue joint and they're just like,
go.
What are you having, Bubba? The dinner or double dinner? What are we getting?
I love the idea of a guy who just, like, the character of a guy who just, like, gives skinny people fat stuff. He's like,
oh shit, here comes two scoops. What's up, man?
Yeah. Uh oh, somebody's gonna get an extra piece of cake out. Get an extra piece of cake out.
What's happening, lunchbox?
Here comes Marissa.
The mayonnaise.
Hide the mayonnaise. That'd be such a slap in the face. Like, come on, dude.
Oh, no, that's
mayonnaise.
Probably the meanest thing you could say to somebody.
I really do like mayonnaise, too, so that would actually be a slap.
I love mayonnaise. You know, I
we
notoriously...
We should hide the mayonnaise from you.
I don't think there's a difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise, notoriously.
That's because you're a fool.
That's insane, dude. It's an insane take. There's no difference.
I don't like it.
Should I try? Should I test it today? Should I try? I mean, I've tried them both, but like
side by side, you have to, because I think that you're playing your own palate out, that you feel like you can't tell the difference.
That might be it. Maybe I just think that there's no difference, like Pepsi and Coke, when there's a very clear difference.
It's definitely a difference there too, man. I could take the Pepsi challenge and ace it any day of the week.
Well, yeah,
any
who couldn't?
Day.
Any day. Is that what the Pepsi
day.
Challenge was? Like, you can't tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke. Of course you can. They taste.
I think so, yeah.
Or I think it was like, which one do you like more?
Coke.
Maybe that's what it is.
That
probably
was
the Pepsi challenge. Yeah. Miracle Whip, though, man. To me, Miracle Whip has more in common with war than it does with mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. Miracle Whip is war.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise is peace.
Mayonnaise is peace, dude, for sure.
Which side are you on?
Absolutely true.
Which side are you on?
I'm right in the middle, man.
They
just
only eat Miracle Whip
on either side.
It was born of a war, right?
It probably was. Miracle Whip was probably.
Didn't they invent it during the Civil War?
Did they?
What?
No, I'm making this all
up. Yeah, you are.
Oh, my bad. No, I mean, yeah, absolutely. It was.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
God,
about the history of Miracle Whip.
I can't think of a time I've done it, but I know I've done it. where somebody was like lying, and I was like, yeah, I know for sure. I know that. Like, I knew it was a fact or something, and then they start like, oh, no, I was kidding. And they're like, shit. Well, now there's no way out of this for me.
Yeah, somebody's just like, Neil Armstrong was born in Antigua. He actually, he went back every year, and he actually put an Antiguan flag on the moon as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, dude. Yeah,
here's actually the thing, too. I've heard a lot of wild opinions.
Yeah.
I can't, like, categorize them in my... You know how much we're just, like, out with weird comics getting drunk till 4 o'clock in the morning, and somebody's like, oh, yeah, you know, Beethoven was Chinese, and you're like, okay, I'll remember that.
Absolutely.
Like, and then so now it's like people bring me crazy shit, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I've probably heard that.
Mr. Rogers was a CIA assassin, you know?
Yeah, you're like, I've heard that multiple times.
People absolutely had weird backgrounds, sure.
Yeah.
And then you got people like Shane, not to go back on Shane, but it's been a while since we've danced around the big cranberry.
At least it's not me.
I just hung out with him like a week and a half ago.
He was here in LA for a minute.
Yeah. I miss him to pieces.
He loves the believable lies. That's his whole ball game, dude.
Oh, and he'll tell you he was a Golden Glove boxer for days. Marissa probably still believed it until right now. He would say that all the fucking time.
I wish everybody could see Marissa.
Well, because she's not around him enough to know the trickery of his evil Texas ways.
Yeah, I would never believe that he would lie to me. No.
Oh, see, God, no, you rule.
See? I hope Shane feels bad now. You feel bad, Shane. Lying to
bad
Marissa.
Shane.
She's stuck up in Canada, can't come back here because our country's falling apart run by idiots. Shane. Now you're laying that Miracle Whip on there, too? The sandwich was gross enough, Shane. He told Phoebe once at Bridgetown that he, like, had some advanced degree in mathematics, and she believed it for the entire Burnside Bridge.
That
from
is
one side
so
of the Burnside
funny.
Bridge to the other.
That's
I had to fall back into the conversation and blow it up.
That's a hilarious thing to do, though. To
really
be like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I applied geometry or whatever. I don't even know how to fake it.
It's the
he knew
funniest.
Just enough, dude. He was like, you know the movie Waterworld when Kevin Costner has just enough stuff to make a ship work?
Yeah.
Like, he uses every part of it? That was Shane in that lie. He was using everything he knew about math.
That's so David Bory in every conversation he's ever been in.
He wasn't leaving anything in the cupboard, dude. Everything went into the big bowl.
No, sometimes you just got to use all the ingredients and hope they mix good.
Tell the truth, Shane. It's that kind of podcast. Sean, do you have a question? The listeners can't see it, but you got a hand up.
I was shutting the door. Okay. I didn't look at the screen, and as I looked at the screen, I'm like, of course they can notice that you're... Yeah. Maybe if I go to the side enough, but no, your whole shoulder's out of whack.
It's very apparent.
Yeah. I was just shutting the door.
That guy with his hand out of frame is Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Bell Jordan on Instagram, eating an Insta-ham, listening to Insta-wham, dude.
I love Wham.
Ooh, wake me up before you go-go.
You know, my mom will still say that she didn't know that George Michael was gay, until like 5 years ago. And then I'll show her a picture. I'll pull it up on my phone. I'm like, this is the cover of the Wham album. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but listen, man, I don't know if we can, like, dudes can just love Dayglow.
Yeah, I think I'm on your mom's side on this one. Like, we didn't know, dude. In the Faith video, he just looked macho, dude.
No, Wham was before Faith. Wham was before Faith.
No, I know.
Yeah, Wham was the first one, right?
The Faith video wouldn't be when I see the Faith, well, whatever. My mom loves George Michael no matter what.
He was just a sexy little baby deer in Wham, dude, just prancing around, you know? Like,
very innocent looking, that guy.
Ding-a-dong, bibbidi-ba, ba-ba-ba, till my feet do the same. I don't know. I don't vote Democrat, but I don't know the words to that song. Bibbidi-ba-da-da-da.
Careless Whisper.
Mary, eat some cheese instead.
Right? Well, did your mom like know any? That's the exact lyrics, yeah.
Yeah. I'm never going to prance
fucking
again.
Hobo. He's talking to a hobo, dude. I'm going to split that can of beans with you. Did your mom know any gay people, though? Like, is it, you know what I mean? Like,
well, George Michael.
George Michael, she did.
I don't know. Little Lisa was gay. That was like one of her best friends when I was, I don't know, 5 or 6 or something.
Now, is this like a calling a fat guy tiny kind of thing?
Yes, it was. Lisa was big.
Okay. Oh, so, people called him Little Lisa?
Little Lisa. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. I don't know all the details, but yeah.
She might have loved it. Some people love it, dude.
I don't know all the details. She lived downtown. I do know she lived downtown.
She was living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. I love that song, The Boys Are Back in Town. I know that's not what we're talking about, but I really like it. It just makes me feel... And it's just like everything you want your friends to be back in town doing.
If the boys want to fight, you better let them.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. That chicken Johnny's place. I like it when people sound like they're kind of out of breath when they're singing.
Yeah.
I told them you were living downtown. That was a black guy, right?
Driving all the old men crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
rips,
dude.
And if the boys want to fight, you better let them.
That's a good point, man. Let them get that steam out, dude. They're back.
They're back. I love being back.
Sean and I are going to go get in fights in Portland when I get up there, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
if the boys
want to
fight, you better let
Every
them.
Every time I almost told someone to put a mask on the other day when I was out, I was like, now if I were with Ian, he'd be screaming it already as I'd be thinking it. And and then, you know, probably just going to...
No, when I said he was cool, I mean he was red hot, man. I mean he was red steaming.
The thing about... have you yelled, wear a mask? I could see it.
Oh, yeah. You remember that chick who used to dance a lot? Dude, every night out there showing what she's got.
Every night out there showing what she's got.
I mean, when I say she was cool, she was red hot.
Ooh,
I mean,
she was red hot steaming. Sorry. I have screamed at people to wear a mask a couple times. And I've said I've said it politely. I made a friend through it. You remember that? That guy came to my door afterwards.
Oh, yeah, like, that dude. Yeah, yeah, right. That dude from Massachusetts.
From Baltimore, dude. B-more. He ended up being a very chill guy. He ended up being a very chill dude. But I've also screamed at a couple people. And then, like, there was a family walking by. I had my mask on. They had masks around their neck. We passed each other on the sidewalk. And I was just like, please wear your mask. Please, please. Like, you just, like, I was just like, you don't know if you have it. Please. Just please, like, I'm trying anything, you know? Like,
if there's one thing I know about you getting in altercations, it's like, if the boys want to fight, you better let them.
You better let them, dude.
Better let them. I don't know many of the words to that song, I realize.
You really got that song down. David really knows the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, well, I just got back today, so.
Yeah.
I'm wild-eyed, but I'd been away.
Just got back to town?
Yeah. Wild-eyed boys been away. Sean, do you have anything to promote, dude?
I have an album available on a Special Thing Records, and there are flasks available. We just got a new shipment in, so go
flask
there.
Flask about me.
Yeah, dude. Flask me a question. And go there and buy the album. Stream it if you're bored, or if you're not, even if you're in the shower, just stream it. I'll get money. And then go buy a flask or DM me, and I can send you a flask, too. I have like 20 coming to me. And yeah, also put positive energy out into the world.
Out of bed. Yeah. Out of bed.
Energy. Yeah.
Scoop it up, dude.
Yeah, man.
Two scoops of positive energy. David Borey, the cool guy jokes.
No, that's cool. That's cool. You can call me that.
David Borey, the cool guy. David Borey, the cool guy on the podcast
it's so
today.
Cool. David's so cool. Yeah. I like hanging out with him.
I am so,
fun. So
cool. I am a very cool guy.
Welcome to Ludafisk Weekly. Oh, okay. What are your favorite?
In Bavaria, I am the coolest.
David's so fun. He's going to Smoke's Marijuana on the podcast today. I think it's fun.
Look at my feet.
They can't see
this. He's got joint fingers, David does.
I'm doing this bit. I'm doing this bit where I put a bunch of doob tubes on my fingers, but you guys can't see it.
Those are called doob tubes?
Doob tubes.
They are. That's awesome.
Yeah, so David, what are your five favorite crevasses?
I do love the curvature of the neck. Yeah. Of the nape.
Yeah.
I am a nape man.
David, what are your five favorite things for to be moist?
Return to Planet of the Napes. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram, The G is Silent on Twitter.
I mean, apparently I'm going to Germany soon.
Did someone just say Planet of the Napes?
Yeah, it's
David.
That.
That's awesome. I was making sure I heard that right. I like it. Planet of the Napes.
Read my man Sam Talent's book, mm-hmm. Running the Light, available on his Instagram at Sam TALLENT, two L's for a double
Ladies
dose
love.
Of them laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, keep donating, keep awareness going, guys, and just be safe. You don't got to be on the internet all day if it makes you sad.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. If
yeah,
it makes, boy. You know, if it's, I'm never on there anymore and I feel way better.
I tweeted a joke yesterday and like some like there's a company in LA, like some crowd audience filler, like what, like I don't know, a crowd that gets audiences for like stand-up comedians or whatever, for whatever reason. I forget what they were called, and I'm not gonna say their name anyway. But like I just tweeted some joke and they were like, "You are morbidly obese and dying every day."
Jesus.
Like it was a harmless joke, and they were like sitting there behind their computer, like, "You know what I'm gonna say?"
I realized remember so, when you didn't know everybody's opinion? That was tight.
Oh, so
I don't need to know everybody's hot take. I don't. Especially because on Twitter, it's just a bunch of people. I don't know if you're qualified to say what you're saying. It's just people saying shit.
That's the thing.
Well, actually, in 1997, well, can you give me proof or are you just talking dude in a basement? I hate it.
And they're so like definitive about it and everything too.
As fact, and like I'll tell Laura's, I was like, "Oh damn, I just saw this on Twitter," and she goes, "Did you look into it at all?" And I go, "No,
yeah,
I didn't.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna say 4,000 cows a day get herpes, and that's
yeah,
that's
and
what
there's
I
like,
know.
And it's from one guy,
and it's from some dude in Tennessee I've never met.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I can't do it, man. Nobody's funny on there except for like you guys are funny. Jamel Johnson's funny.
I'm not funny. Thank you for saying that. I'm not funny at all on Twitter. I didn't say it.
I exclusively try to tell jokes now.
Political
discourse is not going to be. That's not where I.
I just found myself tweeting like, and now please await a statement from the official Twitter account of Ian Carmel, and it's like I'm a fucking late night writer. What the fuck? Like, I mean, like I'll try to amplify other voices or whatever the fuck. I don't know, but like, what do I don't? What the fuck do I have to contribute? And I'm not like
that's
slandering
how I feel.
Myself.
I'm also like, as dumb as you. On Twitter, don't look to me. I'm as dumb as you. And you're as dumb as me.
Yeah. And you're dumb.
Yeah, I was putting Dube Tubes on my fingers 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, dude. Man, I asked you your five favorite things for to be moist. That's what I'm good at.
Let me talk about this. Last night, we put together an IKEA television entertainment center stand.
Quit
and
bragging.
I got a new Roku.
Oh, you're married. You're in love with someone who helps you build IKEA furniture. How many Dube Tubes are on your fingers right now?
I've never had a Dube Tube.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Got a new Roku, so now I can watch Game On Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
On the television instead of on my laptop.
Sean got a new Roku, so I can watch Game On Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
Once he hits me with the details, CBS All Access is complicated.
It's fucking complicated.
It's way more complicated than I wanted it to be.
It's a lot more complicated than it needs to be.
I was like, let me just knock this out real fast. It's like 20 minutes
later,
you gotta
identify NCIS plot lines and shit like that.
They're asking me who the top character, my favorite characters on JAG are. I'm like, dude. It's not what I came here for.
This fucking jagoff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
thought NCIS was about North Carolina till yesterday.
Yeah, didn't Dennis Rodman go to NCIS for a couple of years?
Yeah.
NCIS tech.
That's why he was...
Speaking of CBS All Access, I am Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel on Twitter. Ian Carmel on Instagram. Ian Carmel on the Jewish Patreon.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to all of our patrons on Patreon. We're doing it early on this one. We love you all. I guess that's what I'll do. Promote. Watch Game on CBS. There's a couple episodes left, I think, when this comes out, or maybe just one. Either way, Wednesdays at 8, or available on CBS All Access, or on the CBS website, cbs.com. CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System. Saved you a Google.
Got to keep one eye open like CBS.
What if your Googles were limited? If you only got like 30 Googles a month, or if you had to pay for like per Google or something?
God,
I know a lot less about TI.
I would hate for anybody to see what I Googled.
Dude, I went through and deleted my history once. I've only done it once where you're just like, what in the fuck was I doing? Again, just to remind everyone,
Why do farts smell like that?
I Googled perfect boobs not that long ago, a year ago, or two months ago. I don't know. But it's like, that's in there somewhere. And you're like, that's
I would be
crazy.
A much more valuable member of society if you had limited Googles. Because the stuff I know is the stuff people Google. Like, it's nothing helpful. Like, nobody's Googling, like, how do I build a hydroelectric dam? Or, no. You know, like... That stuff you have to go to school for. But people are Googling, like what's the capital of Vermont? Or, like...
What are the real lyrics to Holy Diver?
Right.
You know, what am I
You've
missing?
Been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger.
Did you guys
can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see what I mean?
So, we gotta get away.
There's that interview on, if you guys haven't watched the, I think it's the Big Brother documentary, but they're talking
the
about
Velvet Lines.
Chris Noratko goes to interview Ronnie James Dio at like the Rainbow Room or something, and everybody's like,
"Search for the moment,
ride the tiger." They all tell him like, "Don't bring up how little he is. Like, do not mention that he's short." And the first thing he does, he walks in, he's like, "Whoa, just a little guy, huh?"
Oh yeah, he goes ape shit.
He's like, "How's such a big voice come out of you're just so tiny." I'm not trying to be a dick, but you're just, man, you're small, huh?
Oh, I'd be upset too. Poor Dio, dude. It's hilarious, but like,
it is so crazy where you're just like, I'd be scared he was gonna murder me, dude.
My god,
it is. Anyway, watch that documentary, it's very good.
Yeah, and if you're not a member of our Patreon, feel free to join our Patreon, where you get exclusive mailbag episodes, watch alongs, where we will watch something and then join you in commenting on it. I think we need to record a couple of those, actually.
Yeah,
Sean, maybe we could do that while I'm up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, that'd be tight. I'd be into that.
We put out a playlist of music we've been into every month, and you get membership to the Shislackity, which is the All Fantasy Everything, All Family Everything Slack. You can join that. And then
we have pre-rolls as well.
Yeah,
We have pre-rolls. So this is something new. Anything that is recorded but not used for the show. So it could be like the pre-roll before we actually lead into it.
Oh, they've all been good.
David, is this news to you?
We released that?
Yeah.
We've been releasing some of it.
Well aware of what has been on there. Yeah, it's all good.
I talked about my scurrilous activities in Bolivia on those pre-rolls.
Nobody's been to Bolivia.
Okay, that's
was
right.
The Bolivia
nobody's
stuff
been to,
on there?
Nobody's been to Bolivia. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're uploading even more content there. So it's just like quick short clips, like things that didn't make the episode, or if there was like something that happened in the episode, that and anything that may have gotten edited out but like still too good to not share is going up on the Patreon.
That's amazing.
We're calling it the Marissa pre-rolls.
You get a ton of content. And
I like that. I like
too.
Marissa pre-rolls. And that's not just because my fingers are inside four tubes.
You have winch fingers with joints.
Also, if we get to 40,000 Patreon members, we'll release the Philadelphia episode. It's an empty promise. We'll never get there.
Out of curiosity, yeah. Is that anywhere? Or is that it's officially gone?
I have a copy of it.
The yarmulke's in my bedroom.
So I know I sent it to you. I just wondered if it's still there or not. All right, that's funny.
The yarmulke's in my bedroom. Say no more. And then somebody dies, dude.
The tornado sirens go off right after somebody says that.
We got a live stream because I'm doing a lot of physical jokes today.
There's a lot of physical comedy coming out of David's box. There's a little wink, dude. A little
Solid
and sometimes wink. Those clips do end up, or they may end up on the Patreon. So maybe I'll clip this out and post it on the Patreon.
Oh yeah, let them see me shining,
dude. Edward pre-roll hands. Sean's doing some physical comedy too.
I love that bit.
Yeah.
But
what's going on here?
Oh, Ian just pulled his thumb off for real. Hold
what's
on.
What's going on here?
Ian, whoa, hold on. Why'd you pull your thumb off? They can't even see it.
No!
The audio folks, you just have to subscribe to the Patreon to see this hot content.
Oh my god! No! So
God, I love tricking children.
Woof. I also got one random Patreon member's nose. I'll give it back at the end of the episode. So there we go. Now we are gathered here today not only to pull schoolyard pranks on children.
Ian, what's that behind your ear?
Wait a minute.
Oh my god.
What's that? It's a doob tube.
Oh!
That's
a very realistic.
That's a fun magic trick that you just did for real. That is fun. What's behind your ear?
Yeah, I know magic.
Lean into the, and then you just
Oh,
be a good TikTok video,
Sean. Why don't you lean in for a second here?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, it's my Bank of America checkbook. Oh. Wow. What was that doing behind your ear? Want to explain why I found this behind your ear?
Marissa, I think there's. Oh, yep. It's Heinz tomato ketchup.
Oh.
It's just a pack. It was just back God. There.
Thanks, David.
David, why don't you lean in for a second, actually?
Oh, is
David,
there...
why don't you lean in?
I feel like...
it's a houseplant. What was that doing back there?
Yeah.
It's a fairly healthy houseplant.
Ian, I think there's something behind your ear. I think if you lean in, I'll grab it. It's a pair of Lakai Cambridge that I got a few weeks ago that baby blue stripes on them. That's pretty wild.
That's crazy. That is crazy. That's crazy that was back there.
No, I thought they were the ones with the burgundy stripes back there.
No, those are back there. Those are farther back there.
Yep.
This might be in his butt.
He's got big ears.
At three different price points, it's a bargain at any of them. Join the AFE Patreon. Now, we are gathered here today not only to pull shoes out from behind my ears, which is a believable situation, but also to fantasy draft bit parts in movies or TV shows we think we would absolutely nail.
It
was suggested. Who suggested it on Twitter? Let me look.
While we're doing this, can we?
Yeah.
Does a Price music video count?
Yeah, I think so.
Just maybe we're each allowed one music video. I have one that I've been saying since the dawn of me being like, oh yeah, that should be me. I have one.
Oh, I know exactly who it is.
Stop it.
I know.
Stop.
Every time we watch the video, you point
Stop
that guy
with
out.
It.
Okay.
Stop.
You want one music video pick. I feel like you want a couple music video picks.
The one that he wants for sure.
Yeah.
Stop. Just ask.
Why can't I find this dude? Just like brought it up yesterday. Hold on. I want to shout this dude out.
Yeah, my Twitter's not as deep. Let me look.
It was actually Barack Obama.
Shout out to Pierce Kelly at Pierce Kelly on Instagram for bringing up for this recommendation.
Hell yeah, Pierce. It was on Instagram, wasn't it? I thought it was on Twitter.
It was on Twitter.
There it is. Okay.
My brain is mush.
It's a great idea. I was tweeting about the shit yesterday, and he brought up how he had told us about it like months ago. So yeah, shout out to you. Now, the way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. The two of you, Marissa.
I was looking like Marissa, you better play.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn, dude. Damn,
I just took
David
a drink
wins
of an ice cold soda and lost.
Yeah, you're off soda. I know that.
Yeah, I'm off. I cut it off.
I just wanted you guys to think I was cool.
I just like walking around the block with a soda and then I dump it out.
It was red hot. Sean, as the winner of Rock Paper, or David,
no,
as the winner
Sean
of Rock
lost.
Sean is the loser of Rock Paper Scissors. I think less of you immediately. David, as the winner, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question.
It's like if you're putting together an IKEA TV shelf.
Ripped from the headlines, this one.
Yeah.
This is from your own
it's
real
almost
life.
Like,
that's
it's
how it
almost
does
like if you forgot to think one up. So you're going in your head, you're like, I wonder what would be a better explanation of a serpentine draft. Is it putting together an IKEA TV shelf? And you're like, yeah, that could be all right. And then you start to think to yourself, well, that's not really anything serpentine about that. So you go, maybe I could talk about my walk that I went on after I did it. And then you think that you kind of, but you just ended up going from A to B. So you'd kind of dwell a little bit more on the walk that you took. But then you're like, no, I think I could use the TV shelf explanation to explain what a serpentine draft is. And then you realize that all it did was kind of cause you to fight with your fiance a little bit and didn't really dive too far into what a serpentine explanation is. Mm-hmm. And then you start to think about the walk again. You're like, yeah, I mean, a walk, if I zigzag from block to block, maybe that's sort of serpentine. And then you start to think like, no, that's really not going to explain to David what it is after 180 so episodes. Mm-hmm. And then on your way back to maybe thinking you could explain it with a TV shelf again, you catch Marissa in the Zoom call and you see her face and you're like, oh man, this really isn't working to explain to David what a serpentine draft is. So then you just go with the TV shelf explanation and basically you put all the screws in one side and then you kind of all the way over and then put the screws in the other side.
Oh my
side
God, this
then,
is two of them in one.
You know, it's two strips of bacon on that explanation. Do you get it yet, David?
In the words of the great Eddie Pepitone. What the fuck?
Basically, what
so
it means
red
is you pick third in the first round, you pick first in the second round. I love how David's misunderstanding of the serpentine rules has like either emerged or reemerged as a character in your explanations.
Yeah, well, every week.
If you just get it through your gall darn head, then I wouldn't have to explain it to everybody all the time.
First of all, I have a goddamn head. I'm an adult.
Good thing it's Sunday, bud.
Bro.
Good thing it's Sunday.
Not our Sabbath, I'll tell you that.
No.
Not our Sabbath.
Not ours at all.
Now,
mine's on Wednesday. You don't know what I am.
That's when I used to go to CCD was on Wednesdays.
CCDs, that's a Canadian McDonald's, right? I don't know. I don't know, Marissa. I don't know.
No, I liked it.
All right. Now, David, now that you understand fully what a serpentine draft is for the first time
I
in your life, what will the order of today's draft be?
It's going to be easy peasy lemon squeezy, David, Sean, Ian.
Hell yeah. Hot.
Easy.
Corner, dude.
Hot corner.
Well, David, as the you've given yourself the first pick, which means you have the first pick in the movie care bit parts in movies or TV shows or music videos that we think we nail, you have the first pick, which we'll get to right after this short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now, it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. One day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. You know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on, it's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out, you fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Yeah, and we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything. It's a podcast, you fucking idiot.
I don't know. How's that? Felt me.
I'm stirring the pot. Remember that?
Felt me. Oh, yeah. Ooh. 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 Yeah. All of this is pre-roll stuff, too. Ooh.
If you want to see us, I miss it when we all did collective dances. The dances got too difficult. Remember when it was just like we were all doing the macarona?
Macarona?
I was doing the macaroni in the late 90s, so that's, you're pretty dead on.
Rigatoni
hard. I was doing macaroons too.
I was really experimenting with my macaroons.
Yeah, macaroon me. And then,
all right. Actually, it was like, Ian, you've had a lot. It's like dinners in an
hour. Macaroons is too many macaroons. I don't know.
Dinners in an hour. Dinner's an hour. So six was too many. That was the answer.
I'm full of coconut.
I'm cuckoo for coconuts. Mom, you know that about me.
You know that, mother.
You read my diary.
Man, we would get a little tin can of macaroons around every Passover, and I would eat them even though I didn't really like them that much. I don't know what that was about.
Passover?
That's how I felt about
Jewish?
Marzipan.
100% bar mitzvah and everything. Yes, I am. Marzipan. do I like this?
I don't think I like marzipan.
I think
marzipan.
It's almonds.
It's
is
almonds.
It almonds?
It's almonds.
I don't like it. I don't like baklava either. Marzipan and baklava, two things.
I
don't
like baklava either. I fuck with baklava. No. That little honey crispy.
I wish
crunchy.
I liked baklava. I should like baklava.
You are a baklava.
Yeah.
There's a baklava, store from like three blocks away.
There's a baklava factory. It's like right down the street.
What's the thing? It's not baklava, but it's like you wear it around your face.
Balaklava.
Yeah, I like those too.
Yeah, and then there's a Russian.
I'll eat a baklava in a balaklava. Close it off.
Bro, ever playing a balalaika, which is a Russian instrument.
Oh yeah,
my babushka eating baklava, wearing a balaklava, playing the. Oh fuck! I almost got it. I almost landed the plane.
Playing basketball. I'll pick up the slack for you.
He's eating baklava. He loves his baklava.
A lot of people don't realize that is the first Curtis Blow verse. And then they were like, who is this for?
Baklava is my favorite food. Every time I eat it, I'm in a good mood.
Curtis Blow.
It's Philodome and Honey Crisp. I'd ask for baklava if I had one wish. Yummy, yummy, in my tummy. If you don't eat baklava, you're a bummy. On my shirt, there's lots of crummies. Baklava is super yummy. He's eating baklava.
Somebody get Def Jam on the horn.
Yeah.
Tell him we got one.
Get Jimmy Iovine out here.
Then hang up.
They'll find us. Fucking just follow the smell of baklava. They'll fucking find us.
Hey, Curtis, this is your cousin, Terry Blow. We found him.
People talk about bakery.
You don't talk about cultural appropriation a lot, but they forget that sometimes it goes the other way.
Yeah.
And Curtis Blow stole that song from a very small baklava-oriented community in Glendale.
Curtis, this is your cousin, Terry? Terry Blow? You know this new dessert you were looking for? Well, listen to this.
You know how you recently came into a bunch of phyllo dough and already had a lot of honey for some reason?
This is the opposite of Twitter. This is fun.
All right, David, what is your first pick in the bit parts you think you'd nail draft?
I think that I could be good as the cop that tells everybody where the bad guys are right now. So, like, you and Sean are, like, talking about the bad guys, and I bust in, like, we just got a call! 49th and Main! Let's ride! Like, I'm that guy.
49th and Main?
Or wherever. Or wherever. They could be wherever. They could be wherever.
So maybe, like, we're sitting around a table eating baklava, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know where the...
Yeah, here, kick it. You guys kick it back and forth. I'll come in.
All right, cool. I don't know, man. She like she wants to get married, but like and like it's not that I don't love her. It's just that I don't.
Well,
know
yeah, her. It's a big step. It's not something you just want to rush into. You want it to be right, you know.
I just thought I'd, you know, I want to be able to provide for her right now, and it's just like I'm.
Well,
working,
she doesn't need
like,
to be provided for.
Bonzo six. We just got a call downtown. They're there. It's time for the drop. Hold that thought. Let's roll. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's great.
Yeah, like even preferably if I could like knock some food out of your hands.
I think
there's
I
no
know.
Time.
I think I know, but which one is Bonzo and which one is Sigs?
Oh, you
gotta
Bonzo,
be Sigs.
He's Sigs.
Yeah, of course.
My worst with friend's name is still Sigs McGriggs.
And Bonzo, bedtime for Bonzo. He was like a friendly monkey in a movie from the 50s. So like,
oh really?
Yeah, there's. I think Ronald
Reagan.
Oh, he's
Reagan? Also a dude from my town. Shout out to Anthony Sandrin. I did not know that.
Fuck yeah, Bonzo. Dude.
There's other people. I didn't know there was other people named Bonzo.
Well, there's bedtime for Bonzo, which I think was a movie that Ronald Reagan was in, and then there's Bonzi Wells, but that's Bonzi.
Yeah, I had
Bonzo.
I had no idea.
And Bonza.
Yeah. Check out Bonzo Malone on Instagram. He takes a lot of great pictures. And then some pictures of me when I was like 15. Not weird, just because we were friends. He was taking pictures.
Just like artistic, sort of like.
It was, yeah. But like, it's tasteful. Tasteful.
Sort of man connecting with nature. And you have to be naked to do that. So it's like.
Yeah. We were in photography club together. It's a whole thing. I'd be the cop who like tells you where the guys are at right now.
That's fucking hilarious.
I think it would
like
be great.
It. Right. I just thought of a new one because of that.
We just got a tip.
Yeah, exactly. Right now. They're there right now.
Right now.
I think I would be great at it. I think
that
it matches
funny
my
when
energy.
They're like, it's a bunch of cops in Los Angeles, and you're like, okay, so realistically, an hour and 15 minutes from now, you'll be there. So
yeah.
I'm sure they'll be gone.
I don't think
gone.
It's ever like...
They've been
they're
on the run
sliding.
For a year. I'm sure they're not going to be there in an hour and 15 minutes.
They're on
but,
Western
you know.
Vermont. Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of real places. Damn, that would have been better. They're on Magnolia and Agnes. That's where I live. Shit. Shit. Fuck. All right, next person.
Sean, time for your first pick, dude.
All right. Well, my first pick is going to be something that's actually in a movie that I always thought I could be good at.
Okay.
And that I've always wanted to do in The Karate Kid when they're right after someone kicks Daniel's knee and he's on the ground. And in the background, you can hear some guy's voice and Daniel's laying there and he's like writhing in pain. And this guy's just like, get him a body bag. Yeah. My whole life, I'm just like, I want to be the get him a body bag guy. I've always wanted to do that.
Dark.
Oh, dude, because it just sounds, listen to it. If you haven't listened to it lately, it is so shitty. You're just, first of all, you're like, this guy doesn't really want him dead. It's just so funny. And he says it like such a high school bully. Just get him a body bag. Yeah. You're like, oh. And I think I'm good at it. I think I can nail that voice.
What are some other lines you think you could yell out when people are getting their asses whipped?
I mean, I guess if it... Oh, I was just going to say one when I was at the mechanic.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess
okay,
it
let's
needs
put this
to
guy
be...
into other situations. Like,
yeah,
you're the mechanic, and you're up next, but the person there, they got quoted $400, but they found some other problems. It's going to be $1,200 all day.
Well, I guess if it's got to be fixed eventually, just fix it now.
Wow, that was so long. I thought it was going to be two words. I wasn't ready.
That's what you say at the mechanic. Well, fuck it. If you got to do it, do it. Am I going to need it?
I gotta be honest. I'm lost on this riff, guys.
You're at the beach. I don't know. Okay, so you're at the beach, Sean, and you see another couple there, and they drove there to see the sunrise, but they're on the West Coast, and like that's where you can see the sun set at the beach. So they were confused, and they fucking got up at 4 a.m. to drive to the beach for no reason,
and you're just sitting there having a breakfast sandwich, and like you can see he's like really disappointed and upset, and you're clued into it. What do you say?
But you also, you just got done Boston, you dummy. That's where the sun would have come up. You see,
sure. Is Boston a coastal town? I have no idea. I guess it is.
Oh, it better be.
It probably is.
Boston, you dummy.
You should have gone to Boston.
This is a crazy voice.
Get him a tea bag.
Well played.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I'm back in.
Yeah. Anyway, the get him a body bag guy. I've always wanted
to get him
a
tea bag.
Get him a tea bag.
All right. With my first pick, I'm going to take. So it's in a comedy movie. And people are at a zoo, right? People are at a zoo.
I know what you're doing.
And there's two zookeepers. And there's me, and I'm holding a very small animal. And then the other zookeeper is a very small woman, and she's got a very big animal.
Wait, oh, is there... What do you say?
No, he's just the guy at the zoo with the small animal.
Oh, okay. It's just a physical... A eye joke. It's an eye game. It's an eye game.
But like I'll paint a picture for you. Sure, it's a romantic comedy, and people like they're finally having their first kiss, and then it cuts to us, and I'm holding like one of those very very small lemurs, and the very small woman next to me is like she's got an elephant, or an elephant's too big. She's got like a rhino, and I'm just like, ah, oh, I love love, and she's like, shut up, you know.
Oh, dude, I think you can do better than I love love. This is your bit part. Where you make a statement.
Oh,
right?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So like, this is like, you got, I almost love. See you saying something like, so should we kiss too?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't, we're workshopping. We're
That's
workshopping.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Yeah.
We're next.
You know what I mean?
That could be us.
Yeah. There it is. That could be
that us. Could be us, but you playing.
Yeah. But you know, cuts to me all khaki, short shorts. You know what I mean? Tight, like one of those tight button-up khaki. I'm wearing a pith helmet. I'm at the zoo. I'm holding a very small lemur.
I can see it.
You're a pith lord.
I'm a pith lord. My second pick, this was I have to take it just because it's the tweet that like sparked this entire topic that like got the guy to reply to us about it. So I tweeted it already, but I have to take it just because I really think I would nail this part. And the part is... The guy who says, lady, you can't go in there. But then the lady goes in there.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, probably you're a cop.
I'm either a cop, I'm a security guard, I'm a guy working a desk. Like, put me in any position. I'm just...
But you're frazzled already.
I'm frazzled. PSA. I can't, no, I'm not going to do anything about it.
And she's going in there?
She's going in there for sure, dude. Oh, she doesn't listen to me for a second.
Who is this lady?
Anna Kendrick.
She's Detective Tequila.
It could be anyone. It could be Anna Kendrick.
Crazy.
It could be Taraji P. Henson. It could. There's no one I'm stopping. You know what I mean? Like, it could be fucking. It could be Helen Mirren. I'm definitely not stopping Helen Mirren.
Is it?
No.
Are you worried for her safety, or are you worried that she's going into a restricted area?
She's going to a restricted area.
Okay.
She's like, like my boss has said. I don't see anybody right now. She could be a detective going to a crime scene.
Yeah.
All I know is, lady, you can't go in there.
Yeah, that's all you
lady,
know.
Lady, you can't go in there. I'm probably in the middle of lunch in this scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, is some lettuce hanging out or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's the kind of thing where you've been trying to eat lunch all day.
All day.
Like the whole thing. You just want to, your wife packed you some leftovers from last night. You just want to eat lunch.
For that person.
And then stuff keeps happening.
You sit down, you're about to take a bite, the fire alarm goes off, you're like,
All right. Ooh, a little horseradish? What is that, Miracle Whip? No? Okay.
Why is it, whenever someone's trying to eat lunch in that kind of situation, when they keep having to stop, whenever they go back to sit down to continue their lunch, they always start with a different part of their lunch than they were about to eat the time before. So they'll like, they'll pick up an apple the second time, and they're like, fuck, now my apple had an emergency. And then they'll sit down again. And just go to like poke the juice box open, and they're like, "What do you mean someone died on the tarmac? It's gonna take longer than lunch." They never just sit back down and like ready to eat their sandwich, or just take a quick bite and then what they're gonna do.
Lady, you can't go in there,
right? Yeah. Which is the smarter move? You got to get some of the sustenance.
Perchance, I'll have more luck with a pickle spear. Nah, man, go back to the sandwich.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, dude, lady, you can't go in there.
So those are my two picks. Sean, time for your second pick.
This is one I just thought of when David was going first, and I want to be a little dramatic. I don't really sink my teeth into drama all that much, but I figure if I just have one line in this situation,
you
then...
sink your teeth into drama plenty,
you
my friend.
Love it. You watch Riverdale, dog. What are you talking about?
So I don't watch Riverdale.
Drama?
I watch
not you. So the drama.
I watch Lenox Hill. I watch Grey's Anatomy. I watch Nashville. I watch Friday Night Lights.
People say save the drama for your mama. I save it for Sean.
I save it for Sean too. I send him a box of drama every week.
Yeah,
a very small box of drama.
Some Johnny dramas.
We're in a hospital, and I'm not the doctor or the surgeon or anything. I'm the lab technician, and they're waiting on a very important CT scan results. And unfortunately, they're not the results they were hoping for.
This
doctor's emotionally invested into this patient, and I get the results, and I know they're bad. The doctor has a feeling they're bad, but they don't know yet. And so I bring the manila envelope over with the x-rays, and I hand them to the doctor, and not like I need to say anything, because I've already said it with my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just set them in the doctor's hands, and I go, I'm sorry. Oh, and then I just walk away.
Oh, damn, you tell the doctor the sad shit.
Uh-huh.
Dude. Nobody thinks about the guy who tells the doctor the sad shit.
Well, because the doctor knows that they have to tell the patient, and I know the doctor has to tell the patient, but it'd be weird if the lab technician came in and told the patient, like, hey, it's terminal brain cancer, I apologize. So I just tell the doctor, I set it gently in his hands, and again, as if I didn't need to say anything, but I still do, and I go, I'm sorry. And I honestly might even put my hand on his shoulder, because, you know, he needs it. Yeah. Doctors don't get that. They need it. Doctors don't get that too much, so just put my hand on their shoulder, and then I walk away.
You did everything you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be
good. Yeah.
That could be another one. Like, if I had a second line, if I nailed I'm sorry so well that they're like, Sean, get back here.
Play.
Second line, baby. This one, we got it in the can. Now do you. And I'm just like.
Now, the script calls for Coldplay's Fix You to start playing right now, but we actually want to see what are the tools you got in your toolbox.
Listen, I'm going to flex
give us a little bit.
That's happened to me on a TV show before, and it's like the coolest, where they're like, all right, so this was going to end. Now we're doing a one shot on you. Give us what you got.
That happened to me. That's fucking dope.
Right before this quarantine.
That happened to you in the movie The Aviator, right? It ended up making him like
it
much,
was actually
much...
Fly to the Navigator.
Fly to the Navigator. That's
right. I was the little animal in his backpack. this was only supposed to be one scene.
And then it ended up being a full 45-minute thing.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you know, they ripped my dick off on the back end, but...
Well, dude. Who doesn't? Hollywood's just ripping dicks off.
Dude.
I mean, for fuck's sake. I mean, once Clive Davis gets involved, I was like, Clive, you fucking stay out of the movie business. If I'm going to go, I'm leaving music, bud. I'm leaving music. You won, all right, Clive? You fucking won. You ripped my dick off. You jammed it in my cello, and now I can't play that shit anymore. So I'm going to the fucking pictures. Next thing I know, I'm sitting at Sardi's. Clive Davis is at the table next to me ripping some MGM dickhead's dick off. And I'm like, my dick's got to be next. My dick has got to be next. I haven't been to Sardi's since, all right?
Oh, no. Clive Davis at Sardi's? That's a dick ripping tournament.
That's the fuck. That might as well be the fuck. That might as well sell fucking tickets. Come see Clive Davis rip somebody's dick off at Sardi's. Get yourself a fucking shrimp cocktail.
Well, Clive Davis happen. Out all night getting sucked off by God knows who.
You turned it. It turned.
I was going to text you guys this, and I don't know why I chose to wait until now to put it on a very public forum, but I was riding a bike thinking about the term blowjob, and I was like, man, suck job is way grosser, and then I just laughed and laughed for
just
miles
like
on a bike.
For miles?
For miles on a bike thinking about the term suck job.
I know you well enough to know that is some shit you would just be chuckling about. Just like
dying.
Under your mask. Just like... It's like the erection specialist.
Like, man, suck job sounds so bad.
Well, you're laughing now.
It's so bad. It's such a bad term. But...
That hard K, dude, that hard K goes to work, man. It brings a lunch pail.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't suck like it. I don't like it.
So, yeah, just the someone saying I'm sorry to the doctor with bad news.
That's great. That's fucking great, dude. And what's the bad news for Clive Davis? Fucking... Sorry, sir, you've ripped your last dick off. David, time for your second and third picks.
Mr. Davis, your dick ripping days are done.
with treatment, with certain therapies, you could maybe rip one to two more dicks off, but I'm afraid that's going to be it.
Tops.
No, don't tell me that.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell me that.
I'm sorry.
How am I supposed to live?
Don't tell me this.
I got kids.
Not now. Not today. They're out of mayonnaise.
All right. My next thing I think I could do. Okay, so you're at like a wedding, right?
Yeah.
And the groom or the bride, whoever's, I'm on one of their families, they're going around talking, thanking everybody to come. I'm the uncle who gives some weird advice to the freshly married.
God, I've been that guy.
Just like, remember, Vito, take a gabagool in the night. Gabagool in the tight. I don't know. I didn't think up what I was going to say. Yeah, just giving that weirdo wedding advice. You know what I mean?
I could just see you back there like, you know, it's all free, right? They're like, there's not even a bar here. What are you talking about? And you're like, life. Life
take it
is
from
free.
Somebody who's been married three different times, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep a jar of peanut butter next to the bed.
Yeah.
You'll know what I mean. Yeah.
Love you, kid. Make sure she keeps the rosemaries and the potatoes. Or whatever. I don't know.
Come here, come here, come here, come here. Come here, kid. First of all, never take her to SeaWorld.
First of all, I love you. I'm proud. Second of all, you're going to think 2-for-1 is a good deal. It's not. And then I just leave it at that. It means what it
means.
That
would just be sage advice. Listen, Sonny, you get what you pay for, all right? Yeah. All right.
You look wonderful in your suit. I don't know why you don't dress up more often. Look at this haircut. Look at this haircut. Look at you. You're GQ. You're so GQ. Listen, I got to tell you one thing, and I've been around the block a couple times. If a balloon animal ever starts talking to you, it's over.
Listen. No matter what the Democrats tell you, Epcot Center is a scam.
They're going to tell you can't put shrimp in pancake batter, and I'm going to tell you, that's not the only thing they're wrong about.
Hey, kid, don't listen to the marine biologists. Dolphins never existed.
You take that
out
from
there and shock the world. Yeah. You listen to your Uncle Morty on that one.
Hey, kid, let me tell you this. Don't ever let the school bus drive you. All right.
Hey, kid, I never got past the third grade, but I'll tell you this right now. Multiplication is for suckers. You don't need it.
Listen to me, kid. I've taken more losses than I've got wins, but I've learned one thing along the way. If you put a pineapple in your front seat and put the seatbelt around it, you can use the HOV lane. Now get out of here. Have some fun.
Hey, kid. She's a nice girl. Hey. Good Polish family. I respect it. No matter what they tell you, listen, you can believe it's not butter.
In my world, I'm just imagining that this is really happening, and then this dude steps back and he's like, how many goddamn uncles are at this wedding? He just got this advice from like 30 people. He's like, dude, I don't know if I want to stay married, man.
There's one thing. Listen, I've been completely honest with you throughout our relationship, but there's one thing I forgot to tell you. I have 15 uncles,
and they have been through gnarly. Some shit.
And they've all been around the block a couple times.
They all sound like a weathered second in command for the mob.
They all eat cigarettes. That's why they talk like that. My uncles eat cigarettes. I'm sorry.
The first collection of short stories by David Bory. My uncles eat cigarettes.
My uncles play Coke Mule Dominoes, whatever that is.
The uncle who gives weird advice. That's great. And your third pick.
My third pick. Okay. So this is like the good guy, or like you're walking into the bad guy's den, right? Yeah. Or maybe it's in a nightclub and you're walking up to the bad guy's table. I'm the guy who wants to kill you first.
Ooh, shit, that's
before
good.
Before everybody else tells you to calm. Like, I'm like, who the fuck is it? And then everybody's like, chill, chill, chill. And he's like, I got an offer for you. Or whatever.
Let me rock and roll them, boss.
Let me just, man, I could taste it. I want this kid so bad I could smell it.
No, it's cool. It's all right.
Yeah. Like, when you're
you just
when
say
good
with
guy,
your eyes, you're like, it's not all right with me. But if it's all right with you, I'm going to let it be all right. Yeah. But it's not.
If you say he's good, boss, I'll let him sit.
You use some weird euphemism for it? Like, let me make his pancakes, boss, all morning.
Oh, I'm going to tune him up.
That's from in the town, he says that. He's like, boss, lucky you just got tuned up. That's such a I fight a lot way to say it.
Yeah. Almost, it's got to be something real casual, like, oh, yeah, let me make a sandwich, boss. Let me pick his roses. Yeah. I swear I'll make a bouquet. Let me stamp his passport, boss. Berlin and Amsterdam.
What? Yeah.
I'm gonna put a cup of blueberries in the pancake batter. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like a mystery. I'd probably let you beat him up if you said that to me. If I was the boss, I'd be like, all right, go beat him up.
You gotta, it's the guy who wants to beat him up, and then everybody else is like, with his, and he has to have like a crazy name. Like everybody's like, Domino, chill.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not to use your scepter, but Stink Eye is a good one too.
Stink Eye's good. Yeah, good. Cheese Whiz, let him breathe.
And then the boss even can reference you later.
Oh, yeah.
You can be like, now you're lucky. We're sitting here at a crowded restaurant that is owned by my good friend. Otherwise, I'd let Mouthwash have his way with you right now. But seeing as how I haven't had veal parmesan in over 6 months because I've been locked up, I'm going to go about eating my dinner and I'm going to take care of you later.
And the whole time, Cheese Whiz just seething.
Listen. I was going to let Ringo here. I was going to let him beat the shit out of you with a brick. Just exactly what he wanted to do.
Beat the shit out of you with a brick.
I love hitting people with bricks.
Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna let old dick snapper snap your dick.
Any other day? I'm letting my man Badusi tap dance on your face.
What you don't know is it's your lucky day because I have tickets to see Coldplay later. Otherwise, I'd let Popsicle here take your teeth out and put them in wrong.
Man, if my daughter didn't just get married last week, I'd let Sean come over there and wash your ass. I'll tell you what, boy.
Oh, damn! You better wash your ass,
no,
dude.
He did it. He did it. You
tried to pull that out on the Eddie Pepitone episode, and it's just like that was a ship that never made it to sea, man.
He was just like, wash your ass. What the fuck? That was a good one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The guy who wants to fight first. That's so fucking funny. Sean, time for your third pick.
This is also from a real movie. It's from Happy Gilmore, when they're doing the montage of when Happy starts to do well. And there's that guy they cut to, and he just goes, Happy, the gold jacket's yours. Shooter's going to choke. I always thought I could be that guy.
You could do that guy. You could do that great.
So, I mean, the part could just be yelling a random thing of encouragement to somebody. Oh, but in this one,
you
specifically,
can do it.
I'm like
one of those
kind of
guys.
Gold jacket's yours. Shooter's going to choke. It's like all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah,
I'd say that. Exactly what's going to happen.
I get people's back. You do get people's back. You can absolutely. Yeah.
It'd be such a fun one. Happy. Shooter's going to choke. The gold jacket's yours. It's just such a dope line that sticks out to me. I've always liked it. Hey, Shane, don't worry. The iced coffee's yours. You know, something like that.
Hey, Shane, don't worry. Everybody believes that you majored in a very complicated math program in college. I can see you doing that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Just a random line of encouragement to somebody who just needs it a little bit.
Yeah.
And the specific example
That's
is
great.
From Happy Gilmore.
That's
I always like that. You guys know what part I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
yeah,
just making sure.
It's just a terrible pick, so we're not riffing on it.
No, that one, I laughed so hard I farted. I guess you couldn't tell. I didn't have to say it.
That was the opposite of what I would do.
Exactly.
That was a line of discouragement.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I just watched Home Alone the other night, and I was just thinking, I was like, what? If I heard my brother say that to my son, me and my brother would have what I imagine was one of many fights that we've already had.
Oh,
fist fights in the front yard of like, you called my son what you would call someone at a bar who knocked your drink over on purpose.
Yeah.
And this is my son who accidentally knocked over some milk in our $5 million house in Chicago.
And just the spite that was loaded into that, too. You know what I mean?
Just like, upset.
Did you jerk?
All knowing that that kid over there is going to piss all over the bed we're making him sleep in.
Your son pees everywhere. Yeah. Maybe worry about that spill.
Transference.
We can't pick that up with Bounty paper towels.
Yeah.
Every time your kid comes over, I got to fucking pay for dry cleaning? And you're mad my son spills some milk?
Have you? Now, Laura has, like, nephews.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had crosswords with any of them?
No, we're not there yet. They don't test me because they know. They know
you're about that life.
They can't really. It's not like.
They saw me beat the shit out of a guy one time, and they know.
I drove. Some guy owed me money. It was like that scene in Above the Rim. I was like, "All right, you guys just watch what happens here." This guy just owes me $10. So what? Imagine what happens if I'm really
That's
mad.
The thing.
And then,
kids don't step out of line if they've seen you pistol whip a grown man.
Mm-hmm. And they have. That's true. They certainly have.
I've had to a couple times, like, and only a couple times, and just like change the tone of my voice to like, "Hey," like that kind of thing. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Stop it. No. Hey. I did an eyebrow thing, but for the
little. I was gonna be like, I bet that Uncle Carm's eyebrows gets talked about quite a bit.
Hey. They go up, dude. Yeah. They go up. I raise the championship banners, and then we have a ring ceremony, if you know what I mean.
That is beautiful. Yeah. Yo. That's hilarious. God damn. I wasn't ready for that. Championship banners. 96-97 right here.
Back to back, all right.
Hit him with 2/3 of the 3-peat.
That's right.
Ding dong.
I go dynasty on him, and then the
8-24 up in the rafters.
I give him Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, the random man. Encouragement guy. That's a great pick.
Yeah. That is
That's
a great pick.
For this one, I need to go. I'm definitely in costume for this one.
Okay.
It's in an old timey movie. It's in an old timey movie.
Like maybe, Chinatown old?
I'm talking like it's Old West, probably. Old okay. West, but like not early, early Old West. It's like in a town, but in the Old West.
Okay.
And I have my hair parted down the middle. And cone to either
cut.
Side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm wearing a big cut. Vest. I'm wearing a big vest. And I'm the guy who owns the bank in the town.
Oh, you're like PJ Calamity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever his name is. You gotta have a big name.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely
HJ Money Bank.
Yeah. HR Bridges and stuff.
That's Houndstooth Pork Loin, the bank man.
Houndstooth Pork Loin?
You gotta have like a huge cigar.
You're not gonna rob this bank, or my name isn't Egret Q Money Mans. I probably have a big mustache, you know.
Oh yeah,
It's not a tiny part, but I'm only in like one scene. It's like when they're robbing the bank. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you don't ever.
It's the Dalton Gang. Run for the hills.
I almost see a name like a last name like Pennebaker or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got to be like two, three syllables.
Hubert QQ Ponybaker or Pennebaker.
QQ. Yes. What are the Qs? I could only think of one. Herbert Quincy Quality. I don't even have it.
Quality would be a dope middle name, dude.
Quality, oh, that would dude. Be a dope.
Sean Quality Jordan, dude.
Damn, Sean Q Jordan.
SQJ, bud.
The day I opened this bank, I vowed I'd never let any of you ruffians, roughnecks, or cow wranglers step in here with your six-shooter. But today, my plan seems to have gone awry. So I'll hide here in this pickle barrel until things blow over. And they're like, we just need you to say one line. All right, fine.
Easier said than done, sir.
You've created a backstory for a character that doesn't need a backstory. I made my money selling geese to Dutch immigrants in New York.
Listen,
moved
I understand,
west
sir.
To start a new life after one of the geese turned out to be a skunk painted white.
The character's called Obese Bank Man. You're doing too much.
OBB.
We didn't need all that. You don't even have a full costume. It's just a jacket and a shirt. We didn't get
leave the
pants.
Salt and pepper at home, goddammit.
We didn't even put you on the call up? Sheet.
You're not mic'd.
You got here at 3 p.m., bro. What are you doing?
Peculiar happenings afoot in this old western town.
Bruce Willis is like, dude, shut up.
We have to get rid of this guy.
I just want to go home to my kids.
I got a fucking plane waiting to take me to Sun Valley. The engine is on. Get this guy off the fucking set. Some horse
Did you braid the hair yourself or do you pay a stable boy to do it? Like, shut up, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Old-timey guy who owns a bank. My fourth pick is going to be, it's when the mob has someone and they're about to beat information out of them. Now, I'm not the guy doing the beating, uh-huh. but I'm the guy who closes the door.
Oh,
and then
shit.
It like shuts, and then the room, yo, you can't see what's going on in the room.
The camera's pulling back. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You see Tom Hardy, he's tied to a chair, he's got his hands behind his back. You know, and then there's like
the guy with all the tools.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's wearing like, he's like dressed like a barber for some reason, and he walks out and he's like, and he's sharpening something, and I'm the guy who like kind of looks out the door, looks both ways, and then shuts it.
You're scarier because you don't even have to be in there and you just want to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you don't even have to be there.
I'm wearing a suit while someone's getting tortured. That's a weird move.
Eating.
So
you're
intense.
Like, eating. Just like a Slim Jim. Like, all right, get to it.
I want to feel flesh in my teeth while this is happening. Yeah.
100%. Close the door, guy. That's a good guy, man. That's a good one.
That's so buck to think that there's somebody in the room who doesn't need to be there. You're like, God, you're scarier than the person who's doing the torturing. Like,
yeah.
Frank, you were off at 7. You could have just gone home.
Yeah, this is my after-work activity. I know. Yeah.
Frank, you had Brooklyn Dodgers tickets, huh?
Yeah, well, I dodged them. I'm here for the torture.
Doesn't your kid have a baseball game right now?
Yeah, he does. But I'd like to see somebody do something else with a bat, if you know what I mean.
There's
not even a bat in here. I brought a bat in case he wants to use a bat.
Where'd you get a bat?
It was my son's bat.
So you sent your son to a baseball game without a baseball bat.
Yeah, I wanted to see if this guy wanted to use it to knock this guy's teeth out. What's wrong with that? It's a
Frank,
house.
I'm going
to
be honest. This is why your family's falling apart, bro.
Hey, you don't know anything about my family, all right? My kids love torture, too.
I think it's torture not seeing their dad every night. You know what I mean? I think that's the real torture. Get home, man. I got this.
And then I just open the door back up, like, get him, David. Damn. Rip his face off. That's the real torture.
You're like, hey, is this where I drop off my. Oh, sorry. Just going in the mob room.
Oh, I thought this was coat check. I'm sorry.
Is this Flenderson's tax? No. Okay, sorry.
Whoa. Yeah. Honey, I'm nope. I thought this was 2B. Fuck me. I'm sorry, guys. Be well.
So yeah, closing the door, guy.
Closing the door, guy.
Sean, time for your fourth pick.
All right. I just thought of this one too. This is fun. So in a romantic comedy,
okay,
and somebody gets in the taxi and they have to be where they're going very soon.
Yeah.
And then they just they give the taxi driver their whole backstory without giving the directions first. They're just like, da-da-da, we met, and she, you know, she's about to get on a plane, and we can't have it. The plane takes off in 10 minutes, and I know it's like an hour away, but I need you to get there, and I don't have any money. I lost my wallet. And then I just lean back, and I go, is she worth it? And they say, yeah, and then we peel out, and then it cuts to them at the airport.
Oh, the knowing cab driver. Yeah, I like
that. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were right for the part at all until... Is she worth it? And then I'm like, fuck yeah, you could absolutely do that. You're like a different kind of cab driver.
Yeah, where I'm just like, is she worth it?
Yeah.
And then like, well, yeah, obviously I just spent like 20 minutes telling you how worth it she is. And then I just floor it and we get there in 8 minutes. It's like a world record.
Like if you turned around and said like, you want me to take the tunnel of the bridge? Like that's not you. But like, is she worth it? And then yes. And that's all you need to hear.
That's 100% you.
That's you. That's Sean all the way, dude.
That is Sean. Is she worth it? Or are they worth it? You know, is he worth it? I'm driving anyone. Anyone who needs to get to
it's
their
just
lover.
The end of the movie.
Are they worth it? Yeah. And then I don't know what it is, but they just feels like I'm being a prick. So I feel like I need to gender it somehow. But yeah, just is your partner worth it?
Are they worth it?
And I keep wanting more takes. Like, no, hold on. All right. Is it worth it for you to get to them? I don't know. All right. Yeah, we'll stick
with this. Is the person you love worth it? You just, they're also like, God, this guy is here for a day. What's going
on? Based on prior experience, forecasting forward, do you feel like this is a worthwhile use of both of our time?
Has there been any mention of a prenup? No? All right.
All right.
Get it.
I mean, I'll
just want to make sure
there.
The trust is there.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to be the encouraging taxi driver who wants to get you there.
I love it. It's a hot drink that'll get you there.
Thank you, sir.
David, time for your fourth and final picks, as it is.
As it is.
We're cooking. Look at this.
Hell yeah. This is so fun. My fourth pick, also a rom-com. So I am the friend of the main character. So for this one, we'll say the dudes. And the eventual love interest walks in, and I'm the first guy who sees her. You know what I mean? I'm like, whoa, look at that, babe. And then the other guy turns, and then the music starts because he sees her. But I'm the one who saw her first.
What we need to explore in a romantic comedy, it'd be fun to write, is the fork in the road and how they differ so much, because you end up like outside the wedding shit-faced crying because you saw her first. I've always been like, damn, that sucks for that other person.
Yeah, I want to see the movie about that guy.
Yeah.
Like they eventually, like every now and again, you just check back with his friend and he's like, yeah, it's going really great with this new girl. And then this guy just is spiraling just out.
Like, this guy's just like, yeah, it went great with all the new drugs I tried the night you met her too. So
that's cool.
We're both doing well.
Yeah. No, remember we were going out because I had broken up? No, tight. No. I'm glad you found the love of your life when you were trying to console me. No, I'm doing good.
Yeah. When Harry Met Sally gives those characters some play, Carrie Fisher and it's Harry Met Sally, right? And I forget the dude's name, but it's Carrie Fisher. And they end up falling in love, right? So that guy, like, they get a little action in it. Yeah,
I just think I could be good at that. I think I would do that really well. Whoa. Or like, I'm the one who's like he's playing pool and I'm like, Jake, check it out.
Wow. Now, which way do you go with it? Are you the guy who's like, I'm going to go over and talk to her? Or are you fully neutered from the beginning?
I think that I try to do it and Jake's like, no way. I got this. You know what I mean? Like full on side character shit. I don't care about your feelings. I'm gonna get love.
I'm Chris Pine. Get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah. You knew this movie wasn't about you.
Jake's just, he's I'm just Matthew like, why would you go?
Hey, you're Bokeem Woodbine. That's how it goes. Come on.
Jake, nobody I'm gonna go talk to her. This. Why would you do that?
Nobody wants to see this movie for Freddie Prinze the Third. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. Now I don't know. I'm just yelling now. But you get it. You get the character.
Threw Freddie Prinze under the bus.
Yeah, man. Well,
yeah, man. That's sick.
That's great. The first guy who sees her. And your final pick?
Okay.
Okay.
I think that to close it out, I want to be... Okay, so you know when it's Superman. Like... This is like a high school movie, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like the good guy team and then the bad guy team or whatever. But then the bad guy, the head of the bad guys, he does something that goes too far. You know what I mean? He cuts the brakes on the cars or some shit. And I find out, I'm the first guy to tell the bad guy he's gone too far. I'm like, hey, Jake, this isn't cool anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Dude.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, man, you're the guy in Karate Kid. Johnny, he's had enough, man. Hey. I'll decide when he's had enough.
Yeah,
babe.
That's me. Johnny, he's had enough.
I don't know, Jake. They're just trying to come on the ski trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they said no beating off. You see what I did? It was a whole joke I did right there.
I didn't get it either.
I got to be honest.
It was a cum thing.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
cum thing.
Yeah.
I said no beating off on the ski trip.
Man,
whole different movie.
Some jokes you make and then you got like some jokes you make and they hit right away and some stuff you leave along the trail for us to find as we grow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what is the deal with an everything bagel?
I don't know.
Oh God.
Same price as the other ones, I can tell you that. I had one yesterday. Exact same price.
They shouldn't be.
Exactly.
You got everything on it.
It's got everything.
You get an everything t-shirt or a white tee, they're different prices, you know?
Yeah, man. But I want to be the bad guy with the heart. Or like maybe the first guy to defect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like, hey, man, this isn't cool anymore. I'm out.
Maybe he even says some stuff that the bully did to him. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, you made me quit Taekwondo class so we could buy leather jackets together.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah. That's or just
you're the first cowboy to throw the sash on the ground, you know? We're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah.
Not after last night.
Yeah. I'm not a Titan anymore or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, because they have like their school gang.
Yeah, exactly. You guys get it. You guys get it.
Ours is Black Eagles.
Wait, you had a real school gang?
There was. Yeah, I think it was more of a city But yeah, it was the Black Eagles.
Wait, what? Like a neighborhood? You mean like a city neighborhood gig?
I think there were multiple Black Eagles scattered through the city because it wasn't a giant, you know what I mean? It's not a huge city, so it's not like one neighborhood was where the Black Eagles were. I think it was like schools that had Black Eagles at them, but Edison had, dude, like six or something. And they were bucker than any of us, I'll tell you that. They were scary.
The only high school gangs I like are the kind that dance fight. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so your high school had gangs in it, is what you're saying?
Hmm. This is more of a middle school thing.
Oh, your middle school had gangs in it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think they made it. A couple of them made it into high school, and then they made it into prison. Wow. Those guys did.
No, that kind of sounds like typical at-risk youth behavior that you would think would maybe come up in certain types of neighborhoods.
I don't know what kind. Like, I mean, if you had to describe like sort of a ethnic group or like there's skin color?
Well, it is mostly white people in Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls, yeah. I think that's one of the few things I know about Sioux Falls.
But they do have a gang problem in their middle schools.
It almost seems like.
I mean,
I might describe it.
Maybe.
I mean, perhaps
a white ghetto.
A white ghetto.
you really slowly ripped the dick off on that one.
Oh, I've been learning some things from Clive. Call me Clive Davis Jr. because I'm here to rip dicks.
Dude. He's got a big, thick cookbook. I had to rip a dick off. Big, thick cookbook. I had to rip a dick off. Dude, you've gone too far, guys. Sean, your final pick, dude.
For my final pick, I'd like to choose a music video as it was deemed okay earlier.
Yeah, we all know what it is.
If you watch the popular music video by Dr. Dre called Dre Day, there's a scene in a party, like a parking garage, and a huge panoramic shot. And in the middle of that panoramic shot, you're gonna find one white dude leaning on a pillar with his hat on. And my whole life, from the second I saw that video, I was like, I should be me. Not only could I be that man, but that should be me.
It's literally come up every time I've watched that video with you.
I pause it
every
single
time.
Depends on how into the cups we are, but sometimes I'll literally like, look at that fucking guy. What is he doing?
It's after midnight. We're gonna watch that scene three times.
Yeah, and I'll try to figure it out. I'll write a narrative for the guy. Like, what in the world?
You're always so curious about how he got there.
He doesn't look. It doesn't look like a favor. He's like, not like on the sidelines or anything. I'm just like, that
is
dude.
Is he a studio tech that works for Dr. Dre? Is that Scott Storch?
I think he's just from Long Beach, man.
I do not know.
I think he's just a dude from Long Beach.
Always, I'm like, yeah, that's a bit part I could play. Stand there.
Yeah,
stand there in that Dre video and just be stoked.
Wear cross like, colors. Yeah,
I'm sure he had cross colors on.
If we're ever talking about some shit that is true to form, that, yeah, Sean does that. Every time we watch that video.
Every time.
As soon as he said music video, I was like, yup. I know exactly.
It white guy blows my mind that guy is in there. I've never understood it. I was 13 or something when that came out? And even then I was like, well, hold on now. Why? And then that was a question. I just had to leave it at that because I'm like, I guess I don't even know my question.
I really think it's just a dude from Long Beach, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think it's even like mad complicated.
Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Put the blinders on, David. Go ahead, dude.
Yeah. Go ahead. Open your mind's eye, bro. Watch Plandemic and Loose Change.
I don't think it's a deep story, too. I don't think it's crazy at all. I think it's just like, yeah, that's White Mike. He grew up across the street from me.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. I can't hear you through your mask, David.
Yeah,
all right.
Dude. Bye.
I
don't care. Bye.
Whatever, soy boy. That's one that I'd never heard before. There was some video that I got caught watching on Twitter, and this guy's like, whatever with your blue check mark, soy boy, have fun with your mask. And I'm just like, what in the, you are you in middle school? This is a grown-up who never made it through middle school.
That's why I'm not fucking with the internet, dog.
Soy boy. Me soy boy.
Yeah,
you know, I've
thank
had
you
it
for
with
letting
these
me
soy boys.
Thanks for letting me pick a music video. I desperately wanted that after I found out we were doing this. That was the first thing that popped into my head.
Of course
I even
it was.
Looked. I was like, the tweet doesn't say music video. Shit. Maybe they'll let me do it anyways.
I'll buy that. That video is really more of a film if you want to get into the nitty gritty.
It is, dude.
Yeah.
It's got a whole through line and everything. It chronicles a situation. And that's what I've.
It chronicles it all.
I'm going to chronicle a situation right after this.
bet you are.
I would. So for my final pick, I want to be. It's in a football movie. Any level. It could be. Maybe not pros, but like definitely high school, definitely college, definitely like a replacement style movie. I would be the one offensive lineman who maybe has a couple lines.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where and like it's always like the guy. If you look at what real
offensive coach,
if you look at what real offensive linemen look like, they're all just like huge, strong men with long arms. You know what I mean?
They're gnarly.
They're really not fat. They're just gigantic. They're just gigantic.
They're in
people.
Better shape than anyone I know.
They're in amazing shape. And then if
they're
you
also
watch
super. They're also super smart.
Their offensive linemen are the smartest football players for sure.
They what's the Wonderlic? Is that what it is that they take?
The Wonderlic.
They score the highest. It's like them and quarterbacks.
You go to a football movie and they're all fucking dumbasses and they're like super fat. And I could like pull off both of those if I had to. You know what I mean?
I'm pulling off two of those on the couch right now.
Two for two right now.
I got my finger in dupe tubes.
I could just see you like, they're like, we need to score. And you just look up from the huddle and you're like, I'll make a hole.
Yeah. I'll make a hole. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm doing that.
I got it, coach. They're like, pork chop. Do you have this?
I got a coach. I got
pork
like
chop.
Two.
Do you have this? I need you on this one.
Like three biscuits of breakfast, coach. I got it.
Amen. Hey, I got Clive, it. Yeah. you're following pork chop, Clive. Rip their dicks off. That's the origin story. And then Clive Davis smokes a cigar and he says, "And I've been ripping dicks ever since."
Linemen get a bad rap. If you watch like Hard Knocks and stuff with real linemen, they're always the ones that are like, "Yeah, I was really stressed, so I went out to the lake and I just kind of thought about my dad for 9 hours, and he's my best friend. Called him up and we talked, and you know, I cried a little bit. I bought some gifts for my fellow linemen and." And then I thought everything was going to be okay. And then you watch the quarterback and it's just him and his kid like, you better fucking tackle your brother right now. And you're like, I think the roles are a little reversed.
I think it's because there are certain positions in football where you have to like really be insanely driven and like everything to like get good at it. You know what I mean?
But I mean, linemen, center is crazy.
Yeah.
To play a center is
all
like,
crazy.
Especially when you see like those like pulling centers or whatever. It's
oh
just
my
like,
God.
It's just like, it's like, because you have to do 40 things. It's like, yeah, you just have to assess so many threats as a center. Just
you have
like,
to be a smart,
where
you have
are
to
the
be a,
DBs at? Are they blitzing? Yeah. Where are they blitzing? Is this my, like, and then it's
if,
just
if
like
so
hard.
If the linebacker comes, I pick them up. If not, I got to get this guy to my right. Like, there's so many, like, things. And I'm snapping the ball.
Or I got to block this guy and then release downfield and block. It's just like, you have to know as much of what's going on as the quarterback does.
It's fucking insane. Yeah. And you just like, also some of those dudes, like if you're a tackle, you're just like a 6'7" dude who happened to be gigantic. And so you might have other interests. You might also love classical piano. If you're a linebacker, you had to like only really want to do football.
Brian Urlacher is made out of pigskin.
That man is made out of pigskin. That man had to want to do football so fucking bad. I can't imagine him like reading a book. Brian Urlacher.
I actually don't know anything.
Why'd you
about
eat all that
Brian
spaghetti
Urlacher
so fast? Because the quarterback was at the bottom of the bowl. I had to get there. I had to kill it.
when I fucking worked with the LA Rams, Orlando Pace was there, dude. And it was like Orlando Pace, Torrey Holton, Steven Jackson. They were actually all really, really cool like guys. But Orlando Pace was just like, had like a very calming energy around him. Like just like standing next to him, you're just like, I just feel better. I mean, like,
because he's known so much violence.
Yes.
You know what? Linemen see contact every single play. They're the only ones.
Yeah.
In real life, I've wanted to see this. Tell me if any of them had it. Linemen a lot of times have a brand from their fraternity on their arm or just something. It's like a raised, burned in. You know what I mean? You've never seen that? Like those like burned in fraternity brands?
This is a very specific, I don't...
Yes, you fucking
I've seen football players with like fraternity brands, but I don't know if it's just linemen. Maybe it's just because they're standing still.
Like it's never the quarterback or the free safety or anything. It's always like the bigger dudes.
There's definitely free safeties with it, and probably some quarterbacks.
Regardless, did you get to see one of those in real life? I've never actually seen one, and they look so gnarly when you see them, like,
I played football
in a game
Beaverton.
Or something. I'm just...
Yeah, man, nobody had... Nobody on my team even had tattoos.
Me neither. We had, like, one dude who had a tattoo, and he sucked.
Yeah.
I think they let him on the team because he had a tattoo.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. Like one of those kids in middle school with a beard and a car, and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Who's
pregnant? I know what you're talking about, those fraternity brands, but like.
They're just, I see them on like linemen and linebackers and stuff. I just want to know what they look like in real life because they look gnarly. Like they hurt so bad.
I bet it does hurt. I bet it hurts like, real
way
bad.
Way different than a tattoo. I don't know.
No, I didn't see them, dude.
All right.
And we're going to dwell on this for a little longer, too.
No, I brought everything to a screeching halt. That's exactly what I want to do, because I'm going to go to Beaverton and skate.
That is my final pick, though. Football player, offensive lineman, Sans Bronze.
Sans Bronze.
And that wraps us up. We left a lot of fun stuff on the board. I thought maybe...
Got a recap?
Oh, God, I got a recap. So, David, you went first. You took the cop that tells everybody where where the guys are and when... Right now. The uncle who gives weird advice at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
The guy who wants to fight at first, and the boss has to kind of calm him down.
Yeah, Junkyard Dog.
The first guy who sees her in a rom-com.
Wow.
And then the dude who's in the group with the bullies, who lets the leader of the bullies know that maybe he's gone too far.
This is too much, Jake.
Sean, you want second? You want to be the get him the body bag guy?
What was the other one you said? Get him a tea bag.
Get him a tea bag. And then I just wrote down, I'm sorry for the second one. I forgot to write down the rest of it.
It was for the doctor or the x-ray tech giving the doctor the bad lab results.
That's
and he
right.
Goes, I'm
you're
sorry.
The guy who has to break the news to the doctor, actually. You hand him a manila envelope. You're the random encouragement guy based on the Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
Would you also... Oh, you're not the guy who says, I believe Mr. Gilmore. That's a different guy.
No.
That's a different guy.
One, that was up there, though, too. But I was like, what am I better suited for? I believe Mr. Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago, shooter.
The cab driver who says, are they worth it? And then when you get an affirmative, you step on it. And then the one white dude in a rap video. Specifically
Dre Day
by Dr. Dre, by the musical artist Dr. Dre.
There's this guy right here.
There it is.
If anybody knows that guy, please reach out.
Please, we'd love to do an oral history.
Put me in touch with, give me the backstory.
I went last and I took the big zookeeper holding a small animal next to a small zookeeper holding a big animal. With my second pick, I'm the lady, you can't go in there, to a lady who's definitely going in there. Old-timey banker with a middle part and a vest. The mob guy who closes the door right before some shit goes down. And then the offensive lineman who has one or two lines in a football movie.
A rectal coach.
Now we... fuck, knock his ass grass, coach. Now we left some good stuff on the board. One I thought was the guy in a medieval army who forgets to take his watch off, I think.
Oh, I had the teen at the new high school, the teen's at the new high school, and somebody spills his books, and then the other kid's like, welcome to Spring Valley.
I could get like the guy arguing with someone at a deli counter in the background in a where they go into a grocery store for some reason.
Wait, is this a documentary we're
That's
talking
a
about?
Good one.
About somebody that you happen to be in the background.
They never sliced the pastrami thin enough for me. I thought the big guy who gets beat up way too easily in a bar fight, like you think he's gonna be scary and he's wearing a denim vest, but then he catches it right on the chin.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Tweety birds flying around.
Yeah, exactly. I also had variations on my bank owner, old-timey barber, old-timey weightlifter.
I had what few real ones. I was the guy that Joe Pesci looks at in Goodfellas, and he goes, what the fuck are you looking at? After they do the whole thing at the table, and he, like, throws a bottle at the other guy. Another one from Goodfellas is after he pistol whips that guy, and then he points the gun. Ray Liotta points the gun, and I go, don't shoot. Just that other guy. Z-Bass, make it four Boilermakers. I'd be good at that.
What's Z-Bass?
Oh.
In Dumb and Dumber. And when he goes,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to buy you guys a round. He goes, make it four Boilermakers. I'd be like, yeah, I could say that.
Hell yeah.
And the guy in Can't Hardly Wait that just pops in four random scenes and steals gumball machines and stuff.
That was funny.
We want to hear yours. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon.
mega shout out to super producer Marissa. We love you.
Didn't even go dark.
Shout out to, yeah, you stayed on the whole time. Preparing for the live stream, baby.
Yeah, live stream right. testing yeah. in the background.
Awesome. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. I love you, Ma. Marissa, do you have any bit parts you'd want to be?
No, I couldn't think of any.
Well, we want to hear yours, so make sure you hit us up. But shout out to everyone pretending to be a draft expert on Twitter. all fucking four or five of you. Shout out to
there
you.
There you go.
Shout out to fucking Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji sure. Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything. Get him a tea bag!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.